The unusually warm temperatures and little snowfall this winter are something Minnesota hasn't experienced in more than 140 years. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says we've seen record highs for three straight months.
You know, we're calling it the lost winter, 23-24. Basically, meteorological winter is December, January, February. Obviously, we're way above normal for February so far. Now, we do have a little bit to go, so things could happen towards the end of the month.
He says the winter of 1877-78 is the only other one that compares to this year. Most areas of the state have received less than 25% of their normal snowfall through the first week of February.
We're in the midst of a historic climate event for the state. So far, this is the least winter-like winter anyone alive has experienced in Minnesota. We're in the middle of a very strong El Nino pattern. Those have historically been linked to some of our warmest winters.
Boulay says there have been a dozen 50-degree highs in the Twin Cities this winter, breaking the previous record of 8. And International Falls recorded its first-ever 50-degree high in January. There's a new page on the Minnesota DNR's website documenting this winter.
With statistics on it to keep track of how many highs we get above 50 across the state, how many record highs we're setting, trying to keep tabs, basically for history.
Boulay says their office has been getting calls from CNN, NBC, and ABC National News about our historic winter. He says we'll find out over the next few weeks if winter will show up in Minnesota. I'm Brent Palm with the Minnesota Minute.